Welcome to the No Puns Podcast.
What's Gucci?
Hello. So this is episode one. This is the inaugural draft recap. This is us trying something new. It is the rough run, but we hope you guys enjoy it anyway. We are going to touch on a lot of things. This is league specific. After we have a formed league, right now we're kind of in shambles. The offseason's not happening. Who knows if there's football this fall.
There will be. It'll be all good. It'll be all good.
I mean, either way, the Dallas Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl.
Always. Every year.
All right. So I think to start this off, we should talk about what this really is. So we're league specific for Show Me Your TDs.
Oof, it's a good name.
We have a large group of guys. Most of us know each other, have met. We are here to roast you guys publicly on a forum. We are here to hurt your feelings. We are here to dismantle your trades, hurt your dreams. Honestly, this is going to be painful for a lot of you.
I mean, really, we're here to play fantasy football, and if you guys don't set your lineups, there's going to be penalties from here on out.
Oh, harsh penalties. So you're going to get talked about week to week to week.
There are new rules coming in, and it's going to be great. This year's going to be great.
Yeah, all 11 people who listen to this podcast are going to know you suck at fantasy football. So first of all, I think we should talk about the draft, especially round one and how it pertained to fantasy football. Fuck every team, personally, that drafted a defensive player that does nothing for anybody that plays fantasy.
Gives us no talking material at all, but that's all good. It's all good.
I mean, obviously, so we have Joe Burrow go number one. He's obviously going to be the guy on a terrible team in Cincinnati.
But are we thinking top 12 QB?
Would you take him over Tom Brady right now?
No.
This year?
Not even close.
Yeah, Tom Brady has
not
weapons.
Not even close.
You could have a wet towel out there in Tampa Bay right now, and he's going to score you points. Ask James Winston.
Hey, speaking of James, you see he got signed today?
Signed to the Saints.
Signed.
Which
signed.
Is interesting because they gave Taysom Hill a pretty hefty contract.
Yeah, they only signed him for a year. I mean, what are you saying? They signed
Taysom.
No.
Oh, James.
James for a year. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting for sure. I think another big pull, honestly, for Joe Burrow. They've reunited. Okay. So they reunited with they reunited Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon. I don't know if you caught that. Perine was cut.
No, I did not.
From Miami. And now
I
the
never
Bengals
knew he left the Redskins, to be honest.
Well, you don't care about fantasy football or running backs.
I do.
Speaking of running backs, I do want to bring them. I think the biggest thing in fantasy football, the biggest impact that we've noticed from the draft this year, running backs don't have any value. Running backs have no value. In fact, every running back that should be a top first, second round pick is a running back by committee guy.
Yep.
Every team has one now.
Yep.
Even we had a first rounder taken with
the Chiefs.
Hilaire.
Yeah.
Out of LSU. Who's going to be the guy now? Damian Williams was a high draft or was a high pick
in
fantasy
healthy,
last year. But that's the thing. It's like there are so many guys that are three or four running backs deep. Like, you're not going to have these guys. Look, the 49ers signed and traded away guys now. Who's the lead back out there? It's
McKinnon. They let that small burrito go, dude.
Burrito,
They let him go.
They had just signed him for another year and let him go.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I want to say, a lot of the top picks are terrible. I don't think Tua plays this year for the Dolphins at all.
No way.
He's going to be a project guy. I think they're going to sit there and let Josh Rosen take a couple thousand hits. Isn't Fitzmagic still down there?
He is.
Yeah, they're going to give him another year for sure. Fitzmagic is one of those guys who might give you a 45-point win or throw 17 interceptions in a game. You never know.
Tua plays maybe an injury and a bad record combo. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking last 8 weeks.
I agree. And the thing is, I think Tua's going to be fine. I just think there's no rush to put him out there with a bad team right now. They've done the right things to get him some help. But that team's not ready to have a young guy who might be injury prone yet.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Josh and his Chargers.
got that QB.
They got Justin Herbert, who I think, honestly, he's not going to be the greatest quarterback. But it's better than 65-year-old with 12 kids.
Well, Tyrod's still there, though.
Tyrod is there for a year. But my thing is, Tyrod has two bad games, and the four fans that are Chargers fans are going to be clamoring for the new draft pick that they went, number seven overall for.
Chargers start bad week four, Herbert.
Yeah, I think getting off to a good start is really going to be key for Tyrod Taylor. I think he's had some really bad luck, personally. I mean, between the Cleveland job,
Bills job.
I mean, and I don't even think he's that great. Like, he's not like superstarter material, but he's one of those guys that he's a good safe place. Like Fitzmagic.
I think it was 2 years ago. I came in second with Tyrod as my starter.
No,
when he was with the Bills,
he's solid. So he is going to consistently get you 15 to 18 points.
Yeah,
consistently.
Tom Brady might get you 8 a week.
Right. That's true.
He can get you 30.
But Tom Brady isn't the fantasy end all be all.
Yeah.
Listen, you want Jameis Winston, who's like, yeah, do those 30 interceptions hurt? I don't care if the Bucks win. I need him to throw 11 touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of the hard thing about being an actual football fan versus being a fantasy football player.
It's a rough life.
Yeah. Let's try to think of the next guy. I mean, all these guys that were taken on defense or an offensive lineman that don't do anything for my fantasy is
rough. Or them O-lines, dude. That's your life, dude.
Listen, it's what I like to watch, personally. It's what I played. It's what I enjoyed. But it doesn't do anything for fantasy football.
Yeah.
If O-linemen started scoring, listen, I would run the league because I'm the only one who watches O-line play.
Well, yeah.
Bro,
I could be good with tight ends. I can do that.
Did they have tight ends and 8-man?
Yeah, they did.
Interesting.
They did. I got a touchdown. I didn't know that.
Nice. We
played on like an 80-yard field. I got like a 45-yard touchdown.
That's one more touchdown than I scored my whole career.
Well, that's the only touchdown I scored.
Well, that's not bad.
How did it feel?
Did it feel good?
It felt incredible. I had an opportunity for a second one and completely – anyways, we're going to leave that alone.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
It's all good.
So Henry Ruggs goes to the Raiders, fastest wide receiver in the draft. It's like it doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter if the owners died or not. They have one draft strategy. If you're fast, you're going to be a Raider. Listen, if you're fast, if you commit felonies, not in Henry Ruggs' case, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes you a Raider. It is really interesting. They gave away all those – they got all these picks in for Khalil Mack, trading him. And honestly, like, if you really look at it, they've been pretty good even without him. So Khalil Mack – or the Raiders, even without Khalil Mack, what was their defense rate? I take that back. They were the worst in the league. Sorry, guys. Just kidding. They need Khalil Mack.
It's okay because, I mean, they got rid of him, so hopefully their offense is way up there this year. But Chicago wasn't that impressive.
You want to know what their pass offensive rating was?
Last year?
What their ranking was?
The Raiders? You meant the Raiders?
Yeah.
Who?
Number 7 in the league.
Are they really?
Number 7.
Wow.
Not what I would have thought.
No.
Absolutely not what I would have thought.
But who was number 1? I'm just curious. Who was number 1?
The Ravens were.
Oh, damn it.
Only because their efficiency was so high. Honestly,
who was number 1 overall offense in the league?
The Ravens were.
Oh, damn it. That was wrong. I thought it was right on that one.
No. Okay. So Kansas City.
Where were the Cowboys at in the league?
No. So, like, in yardage, the Cowboys were.
What I meant.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I thought we were talking about, like, efficiency, scoring, and all that.
Where were we number one?
Listen, the Cowboys did a lot of movement between the goal lines and not so much over the goal lines.
Yeah,
and that's as a Cowboy fan. I'm just being honest. I'm a realist. I will say, though, the problem with the Raiders, even despite having the number 7 pass offense, were the 25th ranked pass versus run. So they actually ran the ball so much. Did you know that?
No,
that's how
I didn't.
Efficient their West Coast spread offense is, which is really interesting. I was really surprised to see that. So if you guys are planning on drafting anybody out of the Raiders camp, I would probably lean towards the passing game.
Josh Jacobs is decent.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like their running game, they might have the only running back right now who's a bell cow who doesn't split carries with 35 other guys in the backfield.
Excuse me. Cowboys fan.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott. Okay. I'm not trying to tell people about the best kept secret in Dallas Cowboys. Thanks.
Okay.
There goes the first round pick. Let me guess who the number 1 overall pick next year is. If we're talking about running backs who get carries and get points, it's probably gonna be Christian McCaffrey.
It should be.
Christian McCaffrey. How did I have
Zeke and Christian McCaffrey last year? And then
trade away Christian McCaffrey. What'd you get for him? Do you even remember?
I got Dak Prescott.
Okay. Not terrible. I hope you got 3 other starter caliber guys to go with it.
I think I got Hunter Henry.
Got hosed, dog.
I did bad.
That hurts.
I wanted Dak's first 3-week points so bad.
You wanted Dak so badly.
I wanted that deep Dak so good.
I remember Christian did really well for me 2 years ago.
I remember, yeah.
Like, really well. And the year before that, yeah. I mean, to the end.
Yeah.
He had a 2 or 3 week slow start for you, and you were like, get him off my squad. He's not worth it. And then the great white
hard,
hope,
dude.
The great white hope, the only white running back in the league, who is suddenly one of the top running backs in the league. You know what this is for me as a white guy who always wanted to be a star player? This is me vicariously living through him.
Hey, I mean,
it's incredible.
That's what you do, man. That's what you do.
Jerry Jeudy goes to the Broncos. The Broncos have an interesting lineup now. So
the Broncos and, Drew Lock. I mean, good night.
They have a stable of wide receivers all of a sudden.
If you want to talk about a team getting someone weapons, yeah, I mean.
They're really investing in this Lock kid.
Denver did it.
Well, and what's interesting, too, so I think Jeudy was the best overall, like, all-around guy.
I disagree, but that's
– I know you're going to say CD. We'll get there.
We'll get
I think he's the best all-around guy.
Okay.
I think CD is better with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
I don't think CD is necessarily as good at getting the ball as him, but Dallas is going to find a way to get CD the ball. Yeah. I think Jerry Jeudy is more of a – Jerry Jeudy is a guy that you're going to be able to consistently throw the ball to. You're going to work him into the game plan. I feel like CD Lamb is one of those guys you have to consistently work to get the ball to him.
Unfortunately, for fantasy purposes, I think Jerry Jeudy is going to get a lot more targets than CD Lamb.
I do too, and I think he's going to get deeper targets. I think CD Lamb is going to be used as a quick in out guy,
yeah,
quick slants guy.
They're saying
that he's going to pile it up.
They're saying he's probably going to be playing slot, which, hey,
I'm good with
if
that.
If he's good with the slot, I mean, hey, Cole played the slot and Beasley. For yeah, all you non-football fans,
and
Cole Beasley played the slot, and
went out and killed
great.
It for us.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's going to be interesting. So, like, when they first announced the pick with CeeDee Lamb, I was like, "Great, we got a guy that we don't necessarily need. We have all these huge holes on defense. We're just getting a guy to get a guy.
No, we were getting guy to steal away.
Right. So basically, what happened was, as we looked at the Eagles when they took Dallas Goedert and completely rammed us in the buttholes.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, we're going to go ahead and return that favor for you. We're going to take the guy that you want, who's the best player available. We don't need that position right now, but we're going to take the best player available. I rolled my eyes. Like, obviously, I love burning the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. Good for you. But I was mad because I was like, we got a first-round pick. We use it on a position that's not even of need. But then when we were able to get our guy in the second round, Diggs, who I did not think would be there, I was like, we just – stole the draft.
That's it. We did it.
We've got some of the best picks already. In the first two rounds, we're solid. We filled our biggest need with a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And we got CeeDee Lamb,
mm-hmm,
who's an Oklahoma boy. Speaking of which, we also got the defensive tackle Gallimore from Oklahoma.
Yeah,
and I'm
did.
Just like, why don't we just draft all of OU so that we can consistently get to the playoffs like OU and just lose?
Well, hey, as long as we get there, right?
it's nice to
be
involved.
We need to at least be in the conversation.
So again, the Dolphins picked after Dallas.
Did we skip a pick?
Well, the Falcons. Well, the Falcons picked up the cornerback.
No, I think we skipped a big one before that, didn't we? Or was he after?
Jerry Jeudy, AJ Terrell, CeeDee Lamb. Then the Dolphins picked up a tackle. Like I said, they're trying to do well for Tua. Raiders.
Oh no, I guess not.
Picked up Damon Arnett. I don't care about him, Jalen. So the Eagles get Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, I mean he's
player.
Not bad.
He's not on a team. Bad. Listen, so this is my favorite stat of the night. All I saw all over social media was, hey, guys, Rieger's never dropped the ball in the red zone his whole career. Do you know that?
No, how many targets
now,
do you have?
Now, outside of the red zone, has the most drops in the draft.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So basically, take him off the field until you're in the red zone, and then he's useful to you.
Get inside
well,
that 20,
and here's my favorite thing about the Eagles. Good luck getting to a red zone.
Carson Wentz, dude.
Yeah, Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. Congratulations. You know how much they believe in Carson Wentz? They drafted Jalen Hurts.
As insurance. Just as insurance.
Jalen Hurts is better off selling insurance.
Hey, this is just a little tidbit, though. But, I mean, Josh, for the Chargers, he really wanted Jalen as his quarterback.
Yeah, what do you trust in Josh's football knowledge?
I mean,
is there anything that makes you go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that
all
that
I'm
guy
saying
knows what he's
is
talking
about. Josh was all about Jalen in the round.
Yeah, he was draft, also so. About Phillip Rivers for how long?
No, I mean, I'll give him, at least he didn't like him last year.
Does he own a Melvin Gordon jersey?
No, he does not.
Interesting. I figured he would.
No. Here we go. Here's a little knowledge drop here.
Mm-hmm.
He has owned a LT jersey since he was, 14, 15, somewhere in there. Same jersey.
What got him into the Chargers?
Same jersey. I have no idea. He just didn't want to like the Cowboys, I guess.
I get that. That's how I'm a Texas Longhorns fan.
That's exactly this year, just literally about a week ago, a week and a half ago or so, he finally ordered himself a new Chargers jersey. You want to guess the player? You don't want to guess the player?
I don't want to. It's Eckler, isn't it?
It is Eckler. It is. God. Yes, it is.
So he likes Chargers running backs.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't think Eckler's going to have nearly the legacy that LT did, but sure, yeah.
No, but he might be.
I kind of think the days of extremely good running backs is over.
Eckler will be – I think Eckler has the potential. Yep. Okay, I'm going to leave now. I think Eckler has the potential probably to be –
What round would you draft him in? Right now, we're having it. We're doing the fantasy draft right now. Where are you picking Eckler?
I'm probably not picking Eckler if I have the option until the third round.
That's fair.
But
how soon are you picking a quarterback this year?
Same place I'm always at.
Really? I'm flipping it because I think we saw.
No, Matt did it, but he still lost.
Matt did it, but I think he played it right because we were talking about how many running backs do you really know that are going to be consistently like if you don't have one of the top three running backs, I say go for the top quarterback.
Maybe.
Now, like if you're like mid round in round one, mid round, round two, like that. You may as well just pick up running backs and just fill up the stable as much as you can. But if you can get Lamar Jackson, Patty Mahomes, and you miss out on Christian McCaffrey, Zeke Elliott, and stuff like that, I don't see anything wrong with it. I was super against it for a long time, but the more you look at the numbers, man, it's
– Yeah, but you got to think about guys like, I'm not saying I'm drafting them. I'm not saying I'm drafting them, and I'm definitely not drafting them anywhere early. But if Drew Lock is available somewhere in the later rounds
–
I mean, he could be putting up 20 points a game consistently
with
all the weapons he has.
I agree with what you're saying, but didn't we make this mistake with Baker Mayfield last year? That dude had Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, he had OBJ, and you know what he couldn't do to save his life? Throw the football.
Yeah, no, I got you.
And that's my big fear is, like, I think Drew Lock could definitely be the steal of the draft. You could get him in round 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
And he might do incredible for you, or he decides that this is, you know, who he is as a player, and he just sucks. And that's just as well could happen, too. It's year two. He didn't play a full year last year. I like that they're getting him a ton of help, but it's no guarantee. Like, do you trust Baker Mayfield? Would you draft him?
No.
That's my thing. It's like, and he has some of the best guys around him.
Well.
And this is coming from someone who initially hated Baker Mayfield because I am a Texas fan, but legitimately rooted for him as an NFL player. I didn't have to see his stupid face in OU uniform anymore, grabbing his junk and planting flags.
This is interesting. I was looking up just the running backs, but did you know that Christian McCaffrey had I feel so stupid right now. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey had almost 130 more fantasy points than Zeke did by the end of the year.
Yeah, here's the thing. Christian McCaffrey was their whole offense. Remember Cam Newton went down.
Yeah,
Dak had an incredible year last year. And Christian McCaffrey catches the ball. He runs the ball. He splits out at wide receiver. Like, Zeke does some stuff where he catches the ball, but not to the rate that Christian does.
I'm just looking at the top 12 running backs.
Yeah.
And you know, you can get two really good running backs in the first two rounds because somebody like Matt or – I'm sorry, Josh, but someone like Josh is going to be a home and he's going to try to grab someone from the Chargers – high.
But again, how well does that ever work out for Josh?
Well, no. All I'm saying is, as me drafting, I know this is going to happen.
I will say the biggest risk you can do is draft at wide receiver.
Your number 12 running back is Alvin Kamara.
Yeah. That was just last year. I think last year was a weird year for him personally.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. That's 12.
Most people pick Alvin Kamara in the first and second round, though.
Yeah.
Like, I get top 12, yeah, but, like, well, you're wanting a little bit better return than you got last year because of his injury.
Okay, we'll go down to 24, okay, so two rounds of solid running backs being picked. That's Raheem Mostert. I mean, and he was good at the end when it was important.
But he only got chances to play because of the injuries in the backfield.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, I'm not knocking him.
But they traded away Burita. Right. So,
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I know the Vikings picked up Justin Jefferson, the giant physical guy from LSU, the one who murdered OU. You remember him. I'm really kind of interested in that.
Three touchdowns, I think.
Yeah.
Two or three.
Well,
three,
so they got rid of Diggs in the Viking land. The Minnesota Vikings no longer have Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
So it's Adam Thielen and now this giant Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that bodes. I know their offensive rating last year was ranked 10, which is really interesting to me. However, their pass versus rush was 29. So they only threw the ball at a higher percentage than three other teams. Now, when you have Dalvin Cook.
That's really low.
Yeah, but you have Dalvin Cook just sucking up carries. I think what they're going for is more of an efficient kind of thing because their offensive rating overall was number 5 in the league. Did you know that?
No,
yeah. I did not know that. Number 5.
Speaking of 5, Dalvin Cook was the 5th running back.
I believe that. Dalvin
Cook. And that was on and off injury.
And the thing is, too, is that I feel like the Vikings don't get a lot of love or a lot of attention either. Yep. And I feel like they're kind of an under the radar team. Most of their players are, too.
Well, it's hard when you've got a quarterback name.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. most generic white guy you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, when you've got Cousins as your quarterback,
Kirk Cousins looked like you booted up NCAA 2007, typed in white player, quarterback number 7, and that's what he is. That's what he looks like. That's what he talks like. That's how he plays.
You like that?
I mean, he likes it. I don't know if I like it. The fact that he got a contract as big as he did, I was like, wow.
It wasn't even big. It was just all guaranteed.
For him? Like, Jesus. I wouldn't have paid that for him.
That's true.
I would have paid the trucker who brings in, takes the garbage out of the building before I paid that guy. And that's not a knock on him. He's doing all right, I guess.
All right.
49ers get better. I think 49ers are going to be the team to really keep an eye on this year. So we talked about they've kind of moved around some wide receivers. They literally have so many wide receivers right now that I think the wide receiver they get rid of is Dante Pettis, who was good for them.
Well, they traded one way during the draft.
Former Texas player. I want to put that out.
Was he really?
Yeah, former track star. Listen, super fast, straight line, can't stay healthy. He's literally DeSean Jackson minus the return game. Not quite as exciting, but kind of the same vein. And he went to the Eagles, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
So with this DeSean Jackson, where he went back to.
But Wes, you're not good. I just want you to
know. No, the Eagles are trash. You can get as many fast guys as you want. Good luck getting Wentz's noodle arm to be healthy long enough to get up to the ball or get the ball to them. I wouldn't get your hopes up. So the 49ers had Debo Samuel last year.
Okay.
All kinds of crazy stuff for them as a physical wide receiver. They were handing the ball off to him on reverses. They were throwing the ball on reverse passes. He was catching the ball on his own. I was super in love with DK Metcalf. He was one of the guys that I was like, this is
one
of
your guys.
Right. I knew immediately. Everyone's like, oh, he's just one of those guys who performs well at the combine. And I'm like, yeah, the dude looks incredible. He looks like a superhero out there. Mm-hmm. But if you watch Debo Samuel, he did everything for that team.
Yeah.
He was a gadget player plus a standard wide receiver. He did everything that you would have asked Taysom Hill to do and then some. That's another thing that I think is going to be interesting because the 49ers also picked up the giant wide receiver from Arizona State. Brandon Ayuk, big guy, very physical, shoves you around, just like Debo plays.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have two guys on the complete outsides who can run the ball on handoffs and go get it, take it out of the air. That's going to be really interesting to me. I'm really curious to see how they do that, especially with Garoppolo and that Shanahan.
They need players like that with Garoppolo and the handling the ball. So you need someone that's versatile because Garoppolo's not throwing it down the field 50 yards.
I don't think he has the power arm. He's kind of in the same vein as Tom Brady.
He doesn't have the accuracy to do it, though.
But the thing is when you have giant targets like those guys, you don't necessarily need the accuracy. You just need the territory.
He needed it last year in the Super Bowl.
Well, the hard part about the Super Bowl is you're playing the Chiefs.
Wide open receiver for the go-ahead touchdown?
Listen.
For the nail in the coffin?
I want to bring out the Chiefs right now.
Are they next?
They're going to – no, technically the Packers picked Jordan
Love. Yeah, there it is. That's what I was waiting for. Okay.
The Packers. Packers picked Jordan Love, which I think is really interesting. I think so many people are making a bigger deal out of it than it is. I did think it was interesting that the Packers traded to move up for him. That's the part that really got me.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, Aaron Rodgers is good. He's solid. Why not pick a backup? next year we're going to have more games. We're going to have more people get into the playoffs. I would rather have that quarterback depth.
I guess, but I mean, Rodgers is signed through like 2024, I think, or 2020, like through 2023.
Who's the biggest asshole of the NFL?
Yeah, no, I got
you. It's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not arguing there.
Like, he's good, but for all we know, that he's just pissed off Matt LaFleur to the point where Matt LaFleur doesn't care.
I can't find on these websites projected stats for 2024 anyway, though. So by the time he actually gets on the field, I don't think
Aaron Rodgers?
No. Oh. No. Jordan Love.
I think Jordan Love's on the field sooner than we think.
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
One more celebrity breakup. He's going to break up with Danica Kirkpatrick. He's going to shave his mustache. Weird. Yeah. He was with Olivia Munn. She went crazy. I don't know.
I knew that much.
The Western mustache. He's just a weird dude. He's kind of a dick. He doesn't like Green Bay. He's a California kid. He's been in California his whole life. Goes to Green Bay. It's cold. It's not a big city. He brings him, you know, a Super Bowl, which is great. But ever since he won that Super Bowl, he just walks around like he owns the building. And I'm sure there are a lot of players. But that's the thing. We have a new coach. McCarthy left for a reason.
Hey, he came to the boys.
Do you see how excited he is to coach the Cowboys? He's like, listen, it was so bad in Green Bay that I'm willing to be Jerry Jones' bitch.
Hey, he's happy about it.
Dude.
I'm happy about it.
I mean, I'm happy we got him too. But like, let's be real here. Like, we sent the Clapper to New York. Clapper's gone.
Thank the Lord. Oh, my God.
Now we got Mike McCarthy. I'm super stoked for him. I'm really excited to see this offense. I really wish Dak Prescott would sign. I really want Dak Prescott to sign. I would feel a lot better.
If the rumors are true, we might, like you said, we might get Cam, though.
I think Cam is the backup option. I mean, he's still not signed anywhere. There could be a reason, you know what I mean?
Come on.
After Jordan Love, it just kind of gets washed. I mean, obviously, we talked about the Chiefs already. The Chiefs picked a running back. There's going to be another part of running back by committee. We kind of talked about it at the top of the hour. But I think the Chiefs are living up to our name, because if we remember today, on April 28th, they cut their 15-year punter. they cut him. They're saying our offense is so good, we're not even going to punt next year.
That's it. No punts.
No punts. You know what? We called it. We called next season. The Chiefs are not punting. They've gotten rid of their punter. They don't care about field position. Patrick Mahomes isn't going to not score on fourth down. Did he not show it in the Super Bowl? They had it. He was like fourth and 25. Cool, bro.
Got it.
Underhand Chuck nailed it.
That's the way the league's moving.
I mean,
it's going to be a Madden league.
Yeah.
Do you punt in Madden?
No, absolutely not.
Never.
I'll take three straight sacks, but I'm still going for it on fourth. And I might run the same play.
Yes. I'll be on the 4-yard line and
hurry up offense.
I don't have a ton of scrambling room, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think honestly, with a guy like Patrick Mahomes, why not? Just roll the dice.
Yeah.
Roll the dice. I think we have so many special quarterbacks, just the young guys too. Lamar Jackson's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Lamar Jackson to be bad when they did the whole, like, he should be a wide receiver thing. I didn't buy that.
Yeah.
Well, but I did not think he was
going to be. Like I say, I didn't think he was going to be that great of a quarterback.
No, but my thing is, I knew he would be a quarterback, but what he did was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, but he, okay. Yes, but his quarterback actual yardage isn't impressive. His throwing yardage isn't impressive.
Dude.
It's not we're talking about. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's not Russell Wilson. It's not – but he's a great fantasy quarterback because of the yards that he gets off of rushing.
Okay, so the Ravens are literally built for him.
No, I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're
literally
not.
Literally built.
I'm just saying, had he been on a different team with the arm he has, the quarterback – the actual quarterback ability he has – he wouldn't.
You know how good of an athlete Lamar Jackson is? You can play him on Madden right now, and he will lead the league in rushing. He will lead the league in passing. He's a broken player. It sucks to play against him.
Now
you want me to do it in real life? The dude runs faster than a wide receiver, can chunk the ball. Oh, he's got Hollywood Brown. He's got Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
He's got Mark Ingram behind him. What are you going to do?
The weapons
There's
are
There's nothing to do. And he's got a great offensive line. Not that, anyone cares about offensive line play.
Hey,
but as a Dallas fan and a former O-lineman, we're coming back to this. O-line play matters.
Yes.
Because we saw how terrible we were when Tyron went down last year. It was like watching a completely different team. Remember, it was like watching a different team week to week because we might score 40, we might score 5 points.
It wasn't last year, was it 2 years ago when Tyron went down against
the Falcons? For a long time, yeah.
And Dak got sacked like 7 times in one game.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Just watched
him take a beating.
That was the best game I've ever seen.
There have been a lot of rough games as a Cowboy fan. But you know what? Not as many rough games as if you're a Chargers fan, because at least Dallas Cowboys has fans.
Wait, hold on. Or a Raiders fan, though. Don't forget about that.
My favorite thing about the Raiders fan is you literally have
to switch cities.
You have a billionaire owner.
Yeah.
Who gets his hair cut by his mother. Have you seen that? He's got a bowl cut. And then you hire John Gruden, you were like, man, I really need a top tier coach. Where do I get one of those? And you're just watching Gruden's quarterback camp. He calls two plays, and you were like, that's my guy.
That's my guy for 10 years, right? 10
year contract.
10 years. Guaranteed. Dude, that's my
sign
dude.
Me for 10 Come on. Years.
That's it.
Oh my God. It is baffling. Like, does anyone check these decisions before owners make them?
Oh no, they're the ones that are supposed to check other people's decisions. That's
My God, it's unbearable. The Cowboys, like I said, great draft. I think we hit a lot of needs. We hit a lot of needs. I was terrified when
we discovered the first round.
It'll piss off a lot of people. I do want to just kind of go over it quickly. I think Dallas did a great job. I was terrified when they said Jerry Jones was going to be doing it all by himself on his $50 billion yacht.
Scouting staff to be like, I'm good. I don't need your help. I don't want any interaction with you. That's what he told him.
It's incredible. It is literally incredible.
He pulled it off.
So CeeDee Lamb, obviously.
Steven pulled it off.
Best. Yeah, I hope that's true.
Probably, yeah.
CeeDee Lamb, the best player available at the time, was totally redeemed as a pick by getting Diggs in the second round.
Yes.
We got the defensive tackle from Oklahoma in the third round, which I didn't know that we needed more D-line play, because I know we just signed Malik Collins to an extension, and he's done pretty good for us. We actually, in round four, we got the cornerback out of Tulsa.
That was really interesting.
I thought that was interesting, too, because he was not a lot of people's boards, but if you look at his combine numbers, he actually was really solid.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how he translates. I'm betting you, too, because we have cornerbacks. We didn't really draft a safety, which was a team need.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you we go for Jamal Adams at some point. That's the rumor. It's been the rumor. I bet you there's a trade in there somewhere for somebody.
Yeah, he wants to play for his coach.
I mean, and then there's – it either happens that we get Jamal Adams from the Jets in, or I bet you we switch over one of our top – because depending on what corners we have, I bet one of those switches over to the free safety.
Probably.
And then Xavier Woods goes and plays strong safety, replacing Heath.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Byron did. Byron played two positions.
Right.
So.
We picked up a center in round 5 from Wisconsin. I don't know who Tyler Biadasz is.
Yeah, apparently he was a pretty good pick.
Listen, I'm going to assume he's 400-pound white boy, Wisconsin O-line. I'm cool with it. I like it. Anything better than Joe Looney. Round 5, we got the defensive end out of Utah. Solid guy, unanimous pick for All-American. I've watched a lot of Utah games because I watch a lot of Pac-12 games.
Because why?
I like Pac-12.
Because why?
So USC getting beat brings joy to my heart, no matter who it is.
Because y'all lost.
Utah.
No, because y'all won.
Yeah, we won. I just hate USC because they're like, oh, look at us. We don't even have to try hard. And now they suck again. So it's like, yeah, remember? Remember how it feels when you don't have Pete Carroll?
Remember? Okay. All right, yeah. When they're not paying for championships.
Right. And then we got Ben DiNucci from James Madison as a quarterback. He's just he's an arm that's going to be around for camp. We had to replace Cooper, I'm sure. Cooper Rush.
Wait, did he go somewhere?
No, you only have so long on like a rookie contract. So again, I'm pretty excited. This is no punts. This is our first run. Anything else you want to add? I mean, this is your moment. This is your time. I feel like
this is my time.
Yeah.
No, don't know. This is it. I mean, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to give you guys some insight on. This is just the draft recap. I mean, you can't imagine.
This is going to be a lot more fun when I can roast
updates,
people.
And all that good stuff. It's going to be fun. there'll be some changes kind of coming to the league. We're going to drop some new rules and all that kind of stuff. And we'll make sure and drop it in the podcast as well. So
league rule changes, any new dates and stuff like that. So this is replacing the group chat essentially.
Yeah, it'll still be going, but perfect. Yeah.
Well, we're out. Look forward to seeing you soon.